My name is BT Tao, and this interview was recorded on a rooftop in a small village called Boutharar in Morocco. I spent a week walking through the orange valleys and rocky ridgelines of the Atlas Mountains, staying in guest houses and learning about the local Amazigh people, who are the First Nations people in this part of northern Africa. Although it's dry and arid, rivers snake through the mountains, and local people can grow everything they need to survive. Out here, even the closest city of Marrakesh may as well have been another country for how distant it felt. So distant, in fact, that we were unaware of major protests going on across the country during that same week in late September.
I'm Fatem Zahra. I'm from Morocco, exactly south Morocco.
And you're an Amazigh woman?
Yeah, I am an Amazigh woman.
Yeah. I sat down with my tour leader, Fatima Zahra, to talk about what life is like for the women in these areas. I am so grateful to her for being so generous with her time and information, especially given that throughout our conversation, it's clear that many women and girls in these remote parts of Morocco face quite significant challenges. But I'll let her do the talking. Here's part one of my chat with Fatim Zahra. You were telling me the other day that many children, especially girls, will do school until about 12 years old,
yeah.
But then this is the ones in remote areas. They don't continue school because it's too expensive. So can you tell me a little bit about that?
I'm going now to tell you about the Amazigh ladies who live in the mountains. The big problem that they have is they doesn't finish the school because they have only the primary school in the village. So they start from, six years old. To 12, and they stop studying because they doesn't have as I told you, they doesn't have middle school and high school, and it's a really big problem because most of them get married in an early age, and they doesn't have any opportunities to finish the school or having any opportunities to work.
And so today on our walk, some girls stopped you and asking you how you learnt the languages that you know, and so you think that many girls would like the opportunity to
really
study.
I see when I was talking to them, I see the sadness in their eyes, which makes me sad as well and broken my heart, because I asked them, one of them was 16 and another one she was 21, I guess, and the oldest one, the 21, she's married, and the little one, she said, like, she asked me, and the smile in her lips, she said, can I ask you, are you Moroccan, and you go with the people from around the world, and you speak at least two languages, French and English, how do you learn this? Like, she thought in her mind that all girls in the world stop in early age like her. Amazigh woman, most of them, like, has a small world, and they thought that all girls are like them, that she will stop in, for example, 12, and in 16 she will get married and have kids already.
Wow.
Yeah, so them, as I told you, them, the world is very small.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And once they're married, their husband has control over...
Of course, yeah. When they get married, they have to stay only home and doing a lot of work. For example, wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning, preparing the breakfast for the husband and his family as well. So she have to cook for everybody and go into the garden to grab some grass for the animals. Then she come back home, can take care of the kids. And yeah, the men always tell the control of her and of the children.
Do you think that things will... more opportunities will be available for girls growing up?
Yeah, exactly.
How do you think that might happen?
Like, if the government try to give more opportunities to those ladies to have to finish the kids or build more schools, I think give them some amount every month to encourage them to buy what they need, buy some clothes, maybe buy everything has a relation with the school. So this is well encourage the parents as well to send them kids to finish the school, and when they finish school, to give them opportunity to have work after the school directly, because we have this problem as well.
Thank you for listening to my chat with Fatim Zahra, an Amazigh woman from Morocco, speaking with me about the life and challenges of women in the remote parts of the Atlas Mountains. My name is Beattie Tao. Keep tuning into 2SER for part 2 of this chat.